And thy Holy Spirit should stir our heart so that we may be filled with the love for thee and thy beloved Son. We give thee thanks and ask this prayer in the most precious name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
Now Christmas, as you all know, is a season when we think of our Savior's birth. Now, Savior's birth has brought glory to God in the highest. We were worshipping, we were very few in number in this part of the United States of America. And at the same time I was thinking, God's people all over the world, saints in different languages, have worshipped the Lord. Definitely that has given glory to God in heaven. I was thinking in India, we have 26 official languages. That means languages which can be used for official correspondence. Apart from that, I think we have much more than 26 other languages. Now, saints in different languages, in the different corners of the globe, 5 continents of the world, they all praise the Lord, God the Father, for giving His beloved Son. So really, glory ascended unto the Father. And another thing is, on earth, for men, we have peace. And I would like to dwell upon this subject of peace for a little while. By the birth of our Savior, we got peace. Now we will read a few verses from here and there. Now first of all, we will turn to Romans chapter 5 and verse 1. All of us know that verse by but for clarity's sake, we will look unto that verse once again. Chapter 5 and verse 1. Therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Here we can see an expression, peace with God. Now, because of the birth of our Lord Jesus Christ, we have peace with God. We know that once upon a time we were enemies of God. God's judgment was pointed towards us. The sword of judgment was towards us. But because of the birth of our Savior, He has swallowed up all the judgment. And there is no more judgment. We read that beautiful verse in Romans 8:1. There is no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus. So, we are no more in enmity with God. We are reconciled by the work of the Lord Jesus Christ unto the Father. So, we are at peace with God. What a blessed peace is this. We don't have any fear of the judgment. It has passed away. So, we have peace with God. So, because of the birth of our Savior, we have peace with God. Now, I wanted to bring your attention to another expression that we can find in Philippians chapter 4 and verse 6 and 7 we will read. Verse 6 and 7. Chapter 4, verse 6. Be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God, and the peace of God which passeth all understanding shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Here we see another expression, peace of God. Earlier we have thought of peace with God, but here what we see is peace of God. Now, in order to enjoy this peace of God, you have to take some steps. Be careful for nothing. May not be anxious for anything. No, we are living in a world where there are a lot of problems, difficulties. But you should not get upset because of these problems. Instead, whenever we have problems, submit your supplication with thanksgiving. Then the peace of God that passeth all understanding should garrison our heart, protect us, keep us. That is another wonderful peace. Now, as God's people, as we were there thinking about the people of Israel, quite often when problems come, we become a little upset. Our mind gets agitated and we sometimes murmur against God. But if you do that, you will not get this peace of God. This peace of God you can get only if you be not be anxious. When you are having problems, you have to submit with thanksgiving unto the Lord. Then the Lord will give you a peace that passeth all understanding. Peace of God that passeth understanding. That can be enjoyed by a child of God only if he trusts Him. We know that famous song, "Trust and Obey, for there is no other way to be happy in Jesus." Quite often, children of God, we enjoy peace with God. We don't have any fear of the wrath of God, because it is passed away. The Lord Jesus has taken it away. But quite often, we don't enjoy this peace of God because our mind gets upset whenever a little problem arises. But God wants us not to be disturbed like that. We have to commit our problems unto the Lord. Once you commit, then the Lord is giving us the promise that He will garrison our heart and mind with the peace of God. So may the Lord help us in the days to come to enjoy this peace. The Lord Jesus has come to this earth to give us peace. That peace is something we have to enjoy. It is peace with God. I think most of us have enjoyed that. But peace of God, are we enjoying? That's a big question mark. Quite often, when problems come, we become upset. But we should not. Be not be anxious. Submit your supplications with thanksgiving unto the Lord. Then the peace of God. Then only the peace of God that passeth all understanding will garrison our heart. We know that famous verse in John chapter 14 and verse 27. Our Lord and Savior has told His disciples. John's Gospel chapter 14 and 27. "Peace I leave with you, My peace I give unto you, not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid." So here, the Lord Himself has told His disciples about this peace. Now He said, "Peace I leave with you, My peace I give it to you." It's Jesus has given us a peace. Now, it is not like the peace of the world. You know that in the world, people say that we are at peace when everything is favorable. If all things are favorable, then the people of the world, we are at peace. But if something happens against what they wanted, immediately their hearts get upset. But Jesus is telling, "I am not giving you the peace of that sort. I am giving a peace different from that. In the world you will have trouble, but in the midst of the trouble you can enjoy that peace." And we will turn to the same gospel, chapter 16, last verse. "These things I have spoken unto you, that in Me you might have peace. In the world you shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world." Here the Lord is telling that the peace I am giving is a different type of peace. In the world you will have tribulations. You will have problems. But in the midst of the problems, you can enjoy the peace of God. Dear brothers and sisters, this is a great privilege which God has given to us. But we have to enjoy this. In order to enjoy this, definitely we have to cast our burden upon the Lord and rest in Him. I would like to draw your attention to another verse in Matthew's Gospel, chapter 11. It's also a famous verse which all of us know, but we'll read that verse in Matthew's Gospel, chapter 11, and verse 28 and 29. If you read, you can see the words "rest" in both the verses, but that is used in a different meaning. Let's read, "Come unto Me, all you that labor and are heavy laden, I will give you rest." Jesus told He told all the men of the earth, "Come unto Me, all that labor and are heavy laden. I will give you rest." Whoever comes to the Lord, they will all receive what? They need not have to do anything. They have to just come. Only look unto the cross and confess, "I am a sinner. Oh, Savior, save me." If you make that prayer, come unto Him, then you will get a rest. But the second, 29th verse is speaking about a different rest. Let us look unto it. "Take My yoke upon you and learn of Me, then for I am meek and lowly in heart, and you shall find rest unto your souls." This is a rest which you have to find. The other rest is freely given. Whosoever cometh to the Lord, confesses Jesus Christ as a Savior, they will get this rest, that peace with God. No more fear of the wrath of God. But the second rest is something which you have to get. How you can get it? The word of God is telling, take up my yoke and learn of me. Then you shall find that rest. So this is a rest which we have to, only if we take up his yoke and walk with him, then only we can enjoy this rest. I think the peace of God which Apostle Paul is speaking in the Philippians is the same peace. No, we can enjoy this rest, this peace, only if we submit ourselves unto the will of God. You know that famous verse in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 and 80. Give thanks to God for everything, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus. Now, we have to give thanks unto the Lord for everything. We know that some of the things that is happening in our life, we sometimes feel that it is not good. But our God is sovereign. His wisdom is not ours, like ours. He knoweth all things. He worketh all things for our good. Romans chapter 8 and verse 28 tells us, God worketh, in some one translation it is written, he cooperates all things for our good to those who are called upon, those who call, are called by him. So, he cooperates. If you take one incident as such, it may not be for good. For example, now, all of a sudden a husband is dying and a young lady is becoming widow. If you take assets, I don't know whether it is good. We cannot say that it is good. We cannot tell that poor widow, it's good, God. No, that incident may not be good. But God is one who cooperates. He worketh all things. He is having a sovereign plan. And according to his sovereign plan, he does all things. And ultimately, we can know that whatever he has done, he is good. Dear brothers and sisters, our God is a great God. He is one who knoweth all things. Therefore, in the days to come, let us pray. Let us submit all our supplications unto the Lord. Give thanks to God for everything that is happening. And wait. Wait. Do not murmur. Instead, pray. And if you pray, definitely God will guard our heart with peace. Now, if you look into our own lives, I sometimes review what has happened in the past. Quite often certain incidents has happened and I was not happy about it. But ultimately, when I see the life as a whole, I truly found that God has done all things well. Our God worketh all things. He knows what is to be done. He worketh all things for our ultimate good. Therefore, as God's people, we should not worry. We should not be anxious. That verse is, I quite often read that verse and meditate on it. Be not be anxious. Whenever problems, tribulations, afflictions come, it is likely that we get disturbed. But always read this verse. Give thanks to God for everything. For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus. And also, be not be anxious. Instead, submit all your supplications with thanksgiving. Whatever has happened, oh Lord, I thank you. Though I am not understanding wholly the things, but I know that you are a God who worketh all things for my good. So submit. So this is another peace. So two things we have. Peace with God and peace of God. Then we can see another expression in Hebrews chapter 13. I don't want to read that because I don't want to prolong further. Hebrews chapter 13 and 20, we can see another expression. God of peace. Our God is a God of peace. Now with all said and done, we feel quite often we are a little far off from our God. Now we are in this body. And of course, as we are reminded this morning, God is in us. By faith we know that he is in us. But quite often we see God is, we are a little far, we are a little away from the Lord. Something is in between us and our God. By faith, he dwelleth in our heart. But physically we are not seeing him. Our Savior has given us a promise. John's Gospel chapter 14 and verse 1 and 2, all of us know that. But the Lord told, be not be troubled. Believe on me. Believe on the Father. Now, in my Father's house there are many mansions, but I am going to prepare a place for you. And once I prepare a place, I will come and take you unto myself. So, a day is coming when we are going to dwell with the God of peace. Now, by faith, we have peace with God. And by faith, in fact, that is an event which has taken place in the past. But in the present time, we have to enjoy the peace of God by again and again putting our trust upon the Lord. But ultimately, the day is going to come when our Savior will come. And we are going to be with the God of peace. What a blessed day is it. The Lord has promised us. When we are in this body, you know that quite often sickness, old age, all problems that creep into our life. Quite often we are having problems. Many of the things are not happening in the way we wanted. But in the midst of all the problems, we can cast all our burden upon Him, rest in Him. But a day is coming. We have a glorious future. The sufferings which we are, afflictions which we are passing through, it is for only for a short while. It will be over. It will get over soon. And one day we are going to see our Savior. As long as we are in this body, as Apostle Paul has said in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, I think the initial verses is telling us of our present experience. For we know that our earthly house of this tabernacle were dissolved, and we have a building of God, and house not made with hands, eternal in heavens. For in this we groan, earnestly desiring to be clothed upon with our house which is from heaven. As we live in this body, quite often we groan. We have experience of growth. We are just pulling on with the help of the doctors and medical practitioners like our dear sister. So, because they are in a sense helping us. But we are groaning. But this state of groaning will come to an end soon. Our Savior is going to come. And we are going to dwell with Him. We will be with Him. Our wild bodies will be transformed into the likeness of His glorious body. This morning Anil was reading that verse from 1 John chapter 3. Behold what manner of love God hath bestowed upon us, that we should be called the sons of God. We don't know what we will become one day, but one thing we know, when He comes, we shall be like Him. Oh, our wild bodies will be transformed into the likeness of His glorious body, and we will be with Him, and we will see Him face to face. Now the present distance which we are feeling, that will all be going away soon, and we will be with our Savior. We will see Him face to face. And I would like to conclude by reading a verse from Revelations chapter 21, I think. Revelations chapter 21 and verse 3 and 4. And I heard a great voice out of heaven saying, behold, the tabernacle of God is with man, and He will dwell with them, and they shall be His people, and God Himself shall be with them, and be their God. And God shall wipe away all the tears from their eyes, and there shall be no more death, neither sorrow nor cry, neither shall there be any more pain, for the former things be passed away. The day is going to come when we shall see Him face. We are going to be with the God of peace. We know that Psalm 22 this morning we read, that speaks of our Savior as a good shepherd who gave away His life. But again, Psalm 23 is another beautiful verse, Psalm, which we all know. He is the great shepherd. He is looking after His sheep. He is leading them through various circumstances. Through pastures, He maketh them to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth them beside the still waters. And all these experiences are there for a child of God. And again, we see, as they pass through the valley of shadow of death, there are valleys in our life, times of difficulties, but in those times, our Lord will be with us. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort us. And He prepares a table for us. And goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our life. And finally the psalm is ending with a beautiful note that we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. That is not, he is not speaking about the tabernacle. In the tabernacle, David cannot enter inside. Because though he is a king, he cannot enter. That is only for the, but he is speaking of the heaven. And we shall dwell with him forever and ever. Oh dear brothers and sisters, how blessed are we. Yes, our, the birth of our Savior has brought peace unto all men. Peace with God. In the past we enjoyed it. One day we reached, we came to the Lord. When I was a boy of 11, I remember, when I heard the gospel, I have surrendered my life unto the Lord. That day, that peace of God has come unto my heart. No more anxiety as regards the judgment of God. It has all passed away. But every day, as we live, there are moments of anxiety. But we have to, by trusting on the Lord, submit all our supplications with thanksgiving. Then the God of peace, the peace, God will give us that peace. Peace of God that passeth all understanding. As we live like this, we know that a day is coming soon when our Savior will come. Yes, his trumpet will be heard. And that on that day, we will all be lifted up unto him. And we will be with him. Oh, thereafter there will be no separation. Now, in this verse which we read in Revelation, in our earlier Malayalam translation, there is a beautiful, there is no sea there. Apostle is, there is no sorrow, no grief, no tears, etc. And this is all, another expression is, there is no sea there. Now, Apostle Paul was in the island of Patmos. He was sent for Christ's sake there. And he was far away from his beloved people in Ephesus, and his heart was very much upset over it. That time God has given him this revelation, and then he, out of his joy, he said, no, there is so much separation, we are separated because of the sea, but there is no sea there. When we shall see our Lord, we see all our beloved ones there. What a blessed day is it. All this peace have been brought unto man by the birth of our Savior. So let us rejoice in our Savior and what he has done. May his name be glorified.
Okay, let's just close the word prayer. Father, we rejoice in this peace that we have that passes understanding. Father, it'll take a lifetime here and we will not be able to mentally encompass it. In fact, we'll have all eternity to understand the very depth of the peace that we have. All things are settled. All issues have been taken care of by you, a holy God. Father, thank you for the events and the circumstances that you allow in our lives, that we don't look at them one instance individually, Father, but as a whole we know that your purposes and your plans are perfect. Your timing is exactly right in our lives. Every thought, every instant, every relationship we have has been filtered through the nail-pierced hands of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Amen. Christ. Father, we just give glory to you. We thank you for the presentations and for the duets and the songs and the readings, everything that has been brought about today, because it's all for you, Lord. It's all for you, and we thank you in the precious and holy name of our Lord and Savior.